You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand is calling on the New Zealand government to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility from 10 to at least 14 years old. This is one of the many changes needed to improve Aotearoa New Zealand's youth justice system. Lisa Woods, campaign director for Amnesty International, mentions when a child does something seriously wrong, it is often because they have been seriously let down by society. What we then risk is using the criminal justice system to respond to issues caused by, for example, trauma and lack of health and mental health support. This means that instead of solving problems caused by a lack of resources and services, our current laws are funneling children into a system that can trap them for the rest of their lives. This does irreversible damage to the child, their whānau, and the rest of the society. Now, I spoke to Lisa Woods on the matter. Here she is now.
So the current law is a little bit complicated in the sense that we've got a graduated system. So that means children and young people of different ages have slightly different responsibilities. So for example, the age of criminal responsibility in Aotearoa is 10, which is just really ridiculously low. And so it's only for the most serious offences. So a 10-year-old to 11-year-olds could be held criminally liable for murder and manslaughter. And then your 12 and 13-year-olds also could be held criminal liable for the same offences, but also for a slightly wider category of serious offences. And then you've got 14 above, which can be held criminally liable for much, much more. And so you can see the system there is graduated. We're calling for the criminal age of responsibility to be raised to 14, at least 14, I should add. And there's really compelling reasons for that. One is when you look at brain development. So we know that the brains of children and young people are still developing, particularly the areas that regulate decision-making, impulse, control, and judgment. And when you look at it in that respect, it's just not fair or just or even appropriate to hold them criminally liable like we do for adults. So that's one of the main reasons we're looking to raise the age. But also when we look at international human rights standards, the recommended age is at least 14. So we're out of step when it comes to our international obligations.
Now, you've mentioned that raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility to at least 14 years old may take a bit of time, but the government should and could raise the age from 10 to 12 immediately. And this is mainly because of reasons such as, you know, children committing serious offences in Aotearoa, New Zealand is extremely small. In fact, there's been no reported cases of children aged 10 or 11 even committing murder or manslaughter, at least the late 1970s. Do you think that, I guess this is something that, should start off with, there should be an immediate change to said laws, and then gradually the age would be moved up to at least 14 years old?
That's correct. So when you look at our 10 and 11-year-olds, just as you said, because there have been no reported cases that we're aware of since the 70s of murder and manslaughter, what that means in practice is that all behaviour that could be considered offending is already dealt with outside of the criminal justice system. So what it means is in practice, they're already outside of the criminal justice system. So an immediate raise on the age till 12 should be able to happen immediately with very little practical impact. Obviously, it's a little bit different for our children and young people who are slightly older. What we want to make sure is before raising that age is just that we have the appropriate processes in place to respond to any offending that that age group does, because we are aware at the moment there are significant issues in the care and protection system, and we don't want to be uplifting children and young people from the criminal justice system and channeling them into the care and protection system where there's also issues, so not just taking them from one problematic system to another. So we just want to make sure that before that final raise to 14, that work has gone on to make sure that the responses are appropriate.
Yeah, now would you say that Aotearoa New Zealand is noticeably out of step as opposed to their international peers? In line with human rights recommendations, the current minimum age of criminal responsibility was set over 50 years ago, so around 1961, And in 1993, Aotearoa New Zealand ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which lays out clear recommendations for the country's youth justice system, among other things as well. So in 2019, the UN encouraged all states to increase their minimum age of criminal responsibility to at least 14 years old. Aotearoa New Zealand did not do such that. Do you think that New Zealand is sort of a step behind in this category?
We are absolutely out of step when it comes to this issue. So when we look at the global average, it's around 12. And just as you say, there was the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the committee that oversees that convention, has said that the minimum age should be at least 14. And as signatories to that convention, we have an obligation to uphold that. So we're noticeably out of step when we look at what our international peers are doing, and we're out of step with what our international human rights obligations require of us. And so that's really important that we see this issue urgently prioritised. And just as we were talking about, you know, the immediate raising to 12 is something that could happen immediately. But we also want to make sure that raise to 14 happens as soon as possible.
Yeah. Now, do we see any disparities in terms of Māori and non-Māori children?
Yeah, look, tamariki are overrepresented in the youth justice system. And so one of the things we are saying with this campaign is it's really important that we do raise the criminal age, but at the same time, we need to be prioritising as a country and working on that wider transformational change, which is addressing key structural issues that are causing major issues in the criminal justice system, and that's anything from looking at the fact that we haven't fully recognised Tiriti, addressing structural racism issues and so forth. There are really fundamental structural issues that are happening in our system that need addressing, and we absolutely support that transformational change at the highest level. But also, whilst that work is going on, it's really important that where possible the government is doing what it can to minimise harm that's currently happening, and that's where raising the criminal age can assist.
Māori and non-Māori children being taken to state care by Oranga Tamariki, is that an aspect which plays into it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that sort of ties into when we're talking about concerns about making sure that the responses to children and young people are appropriate. So at the moment, when a child or young person that can't be held criminally liable commits what would be considered offending, they're dealt with under the care and protection system. And that comes back to a point that, you know, we know there are major, major issues with the care and protection system, and that significant work needs to go on there, and we don't want to be funneling young people from one problematic system to another problematic system. So that's why the point that it's really important that when we're raising the age, we're looking at what the responses to young people and children will be to make sure that they're safe, that they're going to be effective, and they're going to be what the child and young person needs.
Now, is there anything else that you'd like to add on the topic?
Yeah, look, we just really encourage people to check out the campaign. It's on Amnesty's homepage. There's lots more information there, and as a petition as well. So we really encourage people to find out more and show their support.
That was Lisa Woods, the campaign director from Amnesty International, speaking about raising the age for criminal responsibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.